The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest here on My Cool Inventions. And I'm not suggesting that John's not in good shape or Akros isn't in good shape, but I'm wondering what would happen if it were a battle of the bulge. Who would win? Akros Jankura, who is the solution, one of the great salespersons in the history of home shopping. He is one of the kings. Can you have more than one king, though? I wonder about that. No. What do you think, John? You could be the prince.
I would classify him this way.
Yeah.
He is a world-class product expert, number one in his field.
Really?
As far as hosts go.
That's true.
A first class
host goal. John would be the best host.
Or you know what? We're just going to settle this in Vegas.
Yes, settle it in Vegas. You realize that, I don't know, Doug, if you know, in Vegas there's the Electronic Retailing Association conference. It's the entire industry of live shopping and commercials. And
when do they have that?
It's September 16th to 19th in Vegas.
Really?
19th, yes.
And they have they have a huge kind of an Academy Awards type of banquet.
Really?
The award for the best infomercial, the best internet campaign, the best celebrities. Anyways, there's like 20 or 30 categories. And I've been nominated 6 times now in a row for the best live shopping presenter
of the
year. How many
times have you won?
I won 2 years ago.
Really?
I won 2 years ago, and I'm up against some great people, Victoria Principal and Billy Mays and Anthony Sullivan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this year, listen to this, on the nomination list this year is Akos Jankura, me, Mark Gill. He's one of our prodigies. He's seen them everywhere. If you're watching infomercials, you've seen him.
Yeah.
And the third nominee is John Cremins.
Oh, that would be
really?
I'm up against them this year.
Wow.
So we're going to get our tuxedos on. We're going to go to this big awards banquet and put 500 people all in tuxedos. We're going to have a great old night on the 19th of September.
Yeah.
And we'll settle this question once and
for all.
That's not right, though.
If it wasn't for me having you guys, who's going to do this? No, nobody's going to be here with me. I'm going to be by myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? I may call, because I'm staying at the Encore. I might be able to, you know, call in or be part of the show anyway.
Yeah, there's all kinds of studios around there that we can probably set you up with. Every one of those casinos in the sports bar has a studio. You knew that, right? Yeah, they all the sports talk guys go to these places all the time, do their programs, so they have all these things set up.
I know that.
Yeah, everywhere you can buy it. You guys get on the microphone. If you're going to be professional and win awards, at least you can get on the microphone.
Yeah, but imagine that. So that's going to be 6 a.m. That's a little too much. That's too little too early.
6 a.m. That's like, hello, good time, Charlie. Let's get to work here, huh? All right, so later on in the hour, we're going to meet Gene Keogh, who has a product called the Drill Paddle for your listening and dancing pleasure. How did Jose Castillo do yesterday in terms of thumbs up?
He got 100%.
Did he?
What? It was
I'm
doing 100%.
That. Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked to hear that, frankly, myself. Both Akos and I are shocked to hear that. We'll figure it out.
I just kind of want
By the way, you guys could do well to invite me to this thing, although I can't go on the 19th. I would go to some of these things. Could
the
be
19th
the announcer.
Is actually, you know what? The 19th is the end date. That's like when everybody flies out.
Oh, really?
It's actually Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
The night of the gala is the 19th, isn't it?
The
18th. I better 18th. Check this out. I might show up the wrong
time. I think it is the 19th, Akos. Maybe the 20th.
All right, story from DougSteffen.com today about the use of conference calls in business. We have a lot of time that we devote toward business. As you're developing your business skills, that's what this program is all about, helping people that are entrepreneurs, who are inventors, to get their product and their ideas to the public. So there's a service called Intercall, which is the largest international conference call company, and it's responsible for all these toll-free lines that you use. You know, you have now you're going to have a conference call and don't have to pay for the conference line. I don't know how they make any money because there's no ads on it, but at any rate, there are a lot of people. I do these at least once, sometimes twice, three times a week. How often do you guys participate in conference calls? Is it something regular you do?
Yeah, quite often.
A couple times a day, maybe?
According to the people who are using Intercall, 60% admitted to doing other work and pretty much ignoring what's going on, sending email, playing cards. More than half the people on the line are eating. Half are in the bathroom. One of five are shopping. One in 11 are exercising. 6% are taking another call at the same time. Conference calls may not work. In other words, if you pay attention to this, and I find when I do the conference calls, you go back and forth with people, you can tell when they're engaged and when they are not. It's pretty easy. As a matter of fact, the people laugh at me because they know that when I'm not engaged, I'm doing email or something like that.
That's why you do video calls.
Right, then you can see where
video
people
video conferencing,
are.
Yeah, right. Then you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I've been caught in those a couple times.
Harry, what? Sleeping? What are you doing? What do you do when you're involved in a conference call?
I have a live cutout. Looks like me. I put in a chair for the video.
The ACOS standee coming to a store near you.
Uh-huh. I want to get my picture taken with ACOS. Got a cardboard cutout of it. So this bothers me because it would seem to me that a lot of people on the call stand to benefit. I know I learn a lot. I'm trying to confer things to people that are working with me or to get stuff. It's like brainstorming. I find brainstorming to be very helpful in my modus operandi. And so I would be greatly annoyed, maybe hurt even, if I knew that my people were like 25 to 50% of the rest of the people thinking that these conference calls are a waste of time. They don't participate. I mean, they're there, but they aren't there. I don't know. I guess this isn't coming. I think in this age of stimulation, everybody's got to be doing something. Bing, bang.
You know,
I hear
some eggs.
I hear Doug talking. Pass the coffee, will you? Okay. Got the sugar? Okay.
There we go. Okay.
But, you know, that does happen, though. And, there's no way of knowing. I mean, unless you have a video conference call. Right. I know that I've had conference calls where nothing came out of them, and then I figured, well, you know what? It's because the person that wasn't listening.
Yeah. My son has the best thing to say about this. When he was young, and I used to call him on the cell phone or call him on the phone, he wouldn't talk to me on the phone. So I went to him. I said, "Son, why won't you talk to me on the phone? I'm on the road. I'm trying to reach out to you." He goes, "If you want to talk to me and it's important enough, come talk to me face to face."
Really?
Yeah,
is he living in Tampa?
Eight-year-old son was telling me this information, going, "Huh, maybe he's right. Maybe if you have a conference, maybe you have something important. Maybe you should be in the same room."
Mm. Well, it's hard the way we do business. I mean, my program and the way I produce it, there are people like you. You're in Tampa. I'm in Boston or in Los Angeles. I have people that are on the air with me on Good Day who are in San Diego and Washington and New York. So how do you have, at the end of the radio program, how do you have a conference?
I was just trying to make a nice point, too. I didn't think it was very practical.
Oh, very good. How many know what the XM Bank is?
XM Bank.
EX-IM.
I have no idea.
All right. XM Bank. We'll just keep talking until we find XM Bank.
that's the import-export bank.
Yeah, that's what it is. Import-export bank. This is an amazing reality, and one of the things that's troubling, I don't like business and government together, but in this circumstance, I can see how this works to our advantage. And there are moves afoot, and I'm sort of surprised because the Republicans are behind it, to kill the XM Bank. Because they don't like the way it's. I'm not telling you that it's the best run organization in the government. As a matter of fact, we all know government isn't well run at all. So that may be behind the push to get this. There's a bill to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. And without it, for example, Boeing, which is the number one exporter of goods in our country. You knew that, right? In terms of dollars, Boeing exports more in terms of dollars than any other company in America. And most, if not, well, not all of them, but most of the foreign countries that buy Boeing jets finance them through the Ex-Im Bank. For whatever the reason, the big banks don't want to finance planes other than the domestic. If you're American Airlines or United or Delta, they're happy to finance you. But so, if you're Alitalia, they don't want to.
So basically, it's an insurance against payment. It's kind of a credit type of a facility that insures payment. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, more or less. Yeah, more or less that's what happens. It's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday. Warren Buffett is financing Burger King. It's not really. It's backing the loan with the bank. Right. And that's what Export-Import does. The Export-Import Bank will back up. For example, and the only reason that I know sort of this, I was on a trip to Morocco once, and it happened that the government was responsible, the Moroccan government was responsible for bringing me over. And we flew on a 747. It was a brand new plane. And what I found out in the conversation with the pilot was that the plane had been purchased by the King of Morocco for his own usage. And he will use it when he wants to. Take all the seats out. If he wants to go somewhere, take all the seats out, and the king goes where he wants to go on the 747. When he's not using it, they fill it up with seats, and they use it to New York, Morocco. And so that's why I took the plane from New York to, where do we go? I forget what city we landed in. Not important to the story. And the pilot said to me, the plane had just been paid for. And I said, I thought you said it was financed by Ex-Im. He said, yeah, but the King of Morocco put together a meeting of Bill Clinton. Remember when the Egyptians and the Israelis were trying to come together during the Clinton administration and they came to the White House and all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that deal was put together by the King of Morocco, who knew both the Egyptian president and the Israeli president, and they weren't speaking to each other. So the United States needed somebody to act as the operative, and so the King of Morocco was the guy who called the Egyptian president and the president of Israel and said, you guys need to go to Washington to make this happen. So the way we thanked the King of Morocco was to the United States of America paid off the $93 million loan at the Ex-Im Bank for the 747.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
that was how we thanked the King of Morocco for putting the deal together.
I wonder if we got value for money.
Well, I mean, look at it. It's been peaceful
dollars.
Back and forth.
Right?
But I mean, that's it, you see.
That's what it is.
That's the thing. It's taxpayers paying for this. But it brought me around to understanding what the Export-Import Bank was. And when you see the kind of business, durable goods orders were up 22% in July, mostly because of Boeing and all the planes that they're selling.
Yeah, they're saying that with $37.4 billion in transactions last year.
Yeah.
With the Ex-Im Bank. And that's
right.
They actually have, 200,000 jobs.
Yeah. Right. So you kill that bank, that's kind of stupid. You're cutting off your, especially when the economy isn't really doing that well in the first place, no matter what you read in the newspaper, the economy. Well, but then the other side of that is how come the S&P went up 500 points yesterday? It went over 1,000 for the first time in 16 years. And, the market yesterday went up 1,600 points or so, 160 points, 1,000, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was radically higher yesterday than it had been. So that's, you know, some people say, oh, look at the American economy, how strong it is. Come on. We all know what's going on. We're in the radio business, and it's the first indicator. Advertising in July was the weakest it's been for 4.5 years.
I was telling Gus that the other day, that even like they said, TV ads are being pulled back now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, right. Well, this August and the fall looked like it'd be pretty strong. But it wasn't a good July by any stretch of the imagination. Worse than January, and January is usually awful. So that's food for thought anyway from the boys and girls involved in My Cool Inventions. I don't know who the girl is here. The boys are Akos Jankura, John Cremins, and Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The hour now on the good, well, wait a minute, there it is, the good day, well, it's a good day handle that I connect with my Cool Inventions boys, Akos Jankura, John Cremens, and the focus today. Yesterday, Jose Castillo had the knuckle racket, and I didn't get it at all. I was completely not even tuned in, so apparently I was in the minority because he got 100% thumbs up in the voting. We'll have voting later on after Akos and John introduce us to Gene Keogh and his drill paddle. Let's see how well that does today in the voting.
This is an interesting invention, Doug. It's the name says it all. It's a drill paddle. So I guess if you're out in your boat or you're out in the water there and everything goes wrong with your engine, you've got this emergency paddle that hooks, I guess it's not a paddle, it's like a propeller that hooks up to your drill. And so you turn your drill on and the drill paddle or this propeller, I guess, allows you to get yourself to safety and, you know, maybe go a half mile into shore. It kind of runs for like a half an hour to 45 minutes. I guess it depends on your drill. And it's kind of an emergency device to propel yourself to shore, invented by Gene Keogh. Gene, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on today.
So did I get that description right, or maybe you could help describe it better than I did there?
Yeah, it is. You got part of it. I only heard part of it, but yes, it kind of helps you get to shore. It helps you get to your special fishing spot or anything you get to can get to do. Yeah.
So describe it to somebody on the radio so we get a good visual of what this thing looks like.
Okay, it's a handheld device. It's got a prop on one end and shaft on the other, and you just hook your drill bit, your cordless drill to it, like a regular drill bit, and stick it in the water and go.
So you sort of hang off the side of the boat and kind of hold the drill, pull the trigger, and the propeller starts spinning?
Absolutely, yeah, it works quite well.
And how fast can you get going with this thing?
You can get going pretty fast. It just depends on the size of the boat. And I'm going to estimate about a knot or two at the most with a small craft.
So, John, what do you think of this thing?
You know what? I think it might work. I'm watching the video and looking at some of his information online.
So I don't think it replaces an engine. I think it's more of a small vessel or an emergency thing. I think that's maybe what it was.
Or you're one of those guys that like to, you know, maybe not do offshore fishing, but you're in some of the mangroves and stuff. Maybe you just have a tube around you.
Right.
And you want to be able to get to places faster. Maybe that would be a way of doing it.
Right? So, Gene, why did you come up with this thing?
Well, a few years ago, I went out in my boat, and unfortunately, we had mechanical failure. We couldn't get the thing going again, so we looked around and couldn't find any oars. So, unfortunately, we had to use an old tackle box and our hands to get back to shore. Boat owners are a very helpful group, and a fellow boater saw us struggling and came over and towed us in, thank goodness. But that's kind of where the necessity of is the mother of invention thing came in. I developed one that you could use with a weed eater motor. And I went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and it unfortunately has been patented. And so I went back to the drawing board, and last year I developed this stroke-powered or troller. And I went back and did another search and didn't find anything. So we went ahead and contacted my patent attorney, David Cooper, and filed a provisional patent application. And I did a little more conclusive search and found nothing similar. So,
Doug?
All right, 28 past the hour.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. People who have heard about our wacky warning label contest often ask if there are certain kinds of labels that we don't accept for our contest, even if they are funny. That's a great question, and the answer is yes. There are many hilarious warnings that aren't necessarily common sense, so they're needed for consumer safety reasons. I'd like to tell you about one funny label that we haven't used, and why. The warning comes on packaging for a pain reliever called PMS Midol. Obviously, it's for women, but it warns, do not use if you have an enlarged prostate. Now, let's be fair. You don't need to be a doctor to know that someone with PMS is not going to have a prostate. Kids, trust me. But the side effects of this medicine on a man's prostate are not common knowledge. And there may be a man out there with a headache so bad he's willing to use PMS Midol. So that warning needs to be there. If you have a funny, common sense warning that would be good for our contest, send it to us. Find out how at centerforamerica.org.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour now, as we continue with our Over Your Head, some good, actually very good contestants during the month of August. We have another session tomorrow, but our session today with Akos Jankura and John Cremins, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on My Cool Inventions, focuses on Gene Keogh's drill paddle. Let's go back to, you asked me just before we had to pause here, Akos, and so people who are just coming in, rather than picking it up in the middle of the sentence, let's go back to Gene. He hasn't made his pitch yet, but let's get a general overview one more time quickly of the drill paddle so that people are aware of what they're going to listen to and be attentive to when he actually does his pitch.
So it looks like a propeller that you would see at the bottom of like at the bottom of a like a proper outboard motor,
right?
And there's like a tube that pierces that, and I guess it sits on the into a drill bit, and you pull the drill, and of course the drill spins this propeller, I guess propelling your boat or your water vessel across the water. And I guess Gene has said it can get up to a knot in speed, and it looks like I guess it would be limited to the battery life of the drill, which he estimates 30 to 45 minutes. And
so is this one of those drills that you get at Home Depot that has the battery charger attached to it? Is that what this is, in essence?
Yeah, I think so. Gene?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you're using that technology, that's actually pretty Ryobi and or Ryobi, however you pronounce it, and some of the others that are making these sorts of tools. I have on the farm a number of things that are propelled, very handy out in the field to have a drill, but I'm trying to figure out how powerful that in it of itself is not powerful enough to move anything that's as heavy as a boat. So what are we missing here, Gene?
Oh, well, it does actually power a boat up to about 20 foot long.
Those little drill bits?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, wow. It works quite well. Drills are pretty powerful, and it's in essence, it will. I had a fellow that had a John boat and three 200-pound men in it, and it got him around the lake pretty well for about a half an hour.
So I'm looking at it on mycoolinventions.com. I hit the vote button. I can see the picture of it. There seems to be like a sleeve near the drill bit. Is that where you hold it so it spins inside that? So you're not holding a spinning tube or something, right?
Right, absolutely. It's a handheld device, and it spins within itself. So that way, you can actually put it anywhere on the boat, not just the back. You know, you can use it anywhere, side, front, and it can actually help you park your boat.
Well, I'm interested to hear this guy's pitch. What do you think, Doug?
Yep, time for the pitch.
All right, well, let's do the pitch. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little music, Gene, and when the guy in the music says, let's hear it, that's when you start pitching. Don't wait for us to say go or anything like that. You start pitching the moment you hear, let's hear it. Now, listener, you vote. It's very important to vote because this is what makes the world spin around. You go to mycoolinventions.com, you hit the vote button right there, and it goes thumbs up or thumbs down. You're voting you like it or you don't like it by voting thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text to vote. Just text the word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, don't leave a space, and you text that word to the number 22333. That's 22333, or you can phone us and just say thumbs up and thumbs down. Everything's anonymous. You call us at 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. Gene, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let the pitch begin.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
We've recently launched a fun and amazing new product called Drill Pal. It's used for boats, kayaks, flow tubes, or just about any watercraft up to 20 foot long. If you've ever had a mechanical failure and need to get to that special fishing spot, Drill Paddle is the answer. It's $59.99 with free shipping and handling in the U.S. Go to www.ideaz.me. With Drill Paddle, you can get back to shore anywhere approximately half a mile or more. Drill Paddle simply attaches to your cordless drill like a regular drill bit. Stick it in the water and go. Please go to www.ideaz.me and see the product and videos. Listeners, please vote thumbs up for Drill Paddle. Again, $59.99, free shipping. www.ideaz.me for more information. Radio listeners, please text 22333 and vote thumbs up for Drill Paddle. Thanks for this opportunity.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right, so,
I like it. What are you, Doug? Are you typing? What is that?
Yeah, no, no. Actually, I'm doing a little. I'll describe later what I'm doing.
The I essence, like this pitch.
But what I didn't hear before, I heard in the pitch, was this is not made. This is not primary power. This is power aimed at helping you if you're in a jam. It's not gonna, this is not major. See, I missed that before. I'm trying to visualize. Who the hell would do this? But if you're stuck out in the middle and you got the boat itself, the motor conks out, this is a way to protect yourself and get you back to shore. Now, I think it's genius.
And he did the pitch really well. I mean, yeah, he got the offer in, he got the price in, he got the problem solution in, and he actually repeated it a couple times. And that's the kind of the secret of success, I think. John, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I think so. I kind of like it. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know.
When's the last time either you two guys have been out in a boat and the engine is knocked out?
A couple times.
I can tell you a story I had on the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I had just bought a boat, really nice. You know, it was a decent size, like 24 footer. And we were out, and I mean, this is literally within the first 5 hours of use. And coming back from Red Wing, Minnesota, back up to the Twin Cities, and the engine went out. Completely went out, and we started drifting down to a wing dam, over the wing dams, and then down to where they have the lock and dams.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother had to get out of the boat. He stood in the Mississippi River. They have these what they call wing dams, and they're about 5.5 feet under the water. You can't see them, but it's to keep the big waves from happening on the Mississippi River, so it doesn't erode the shoreline. Then there are a bunch of them before you get to the lock and dam.
Mm-hmm.
So he stood there for 6 hours, holding the rope, holding my boat.
Ooh, really?
Keeping us from going over, yeah.
Wow.
But I've had that, and I could have probably used something like this.
Yeah, it's very utilitarian. That's what, visualizing it now under that circumstance, for whatever the reason, if you mentioned it before, I didn't hear it. So I think that's why we think you have value with this, Gene. How many have you sold so far?
Oh, quite a few all over the United States. On the East Coast, it is big. And in California.
Who's making them for you?
I am actually making them myself. Out of
so
my
what
way.
Happens if Costco says, we want 6,000 of these in 2 weeks? What are you going to do?
That's why I'm talking to you guys.
You guys is ACOS.
I need some help with the manufacturing and marketing of this product.
Right, so what does he do, ACOS? What does he, what
so
does
I think,
do?
I think I'm looking at him. Actually, while you were asking him, Doug, I was looking at it to see how many molds there would be. It looks like the propeller. Are you buying this thing off the shelf, or are you making special molds for the propeller and stuff?
Oh, no, yeah, I absolutely know what you're talking about. We do have a mold injection company in this town, and it's quite expensive, with all the geometry in the prop to make that mold injection. And so I'm buying the props, from China at this point, and, all the rest of the stuff is just, retail.
Why the heck can't we get that stuff made in America? Why do you have to go to China for that?
Actually, I was going to comment on that. The only time you have to go to China is if you're doing labor, but you know, plastic is plastic, and the same cost of materials is actually, I'm discovering that even in America, it might be cheaper plastics now than China, and you save yourself the freight. The only time China's the solution, Doug, is when you're using manpower.
You say people are becoming much more discerning now about buying crap that's made in China. They really are. People don't want food. They don't want products. You know, you can still find a market. You go to Walmart or some of the other places. Some things aren't made anywhere anymore except China. But people who are discerning and thinking about what they're buying. For example, I'm looking at something made in China, and I'm going to try to use it to save myself. I bought a power washer, unbeknownst to me, made in China. The starter is on the fritz. You think I can find a starter for that power washer? They don't exist in this country. And so this is what you get. So buying something or selling something that's made in China, I don't want to get onto a horse here, Gene. Now, but if you can find, as ACOS is considerably more experienced in this than I am anyway, but I got to tell you, there has to be some place to get that. And going to China may be easy in terms of, okay, this stuff's available. Do yourself a favor. You'll expand, I think, anyway, the circle that I travel in. They don't buy stuff. If they can find an alternative to China, they buy it. They don't want stuff made in China. So I give you that as a piece of valuable advice or not, whatever it's worth.
And our friends in Sarasota, I think, would handle the mold very well and very inexpensively.
Yeah,
the tube is metal, right?
The tube is PVC, and the shaft is aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah,
you can do that in the States.
Yeah, they can do
that. So email me after the show, and we'll hook you up some local manufacturers.
Oh, hey, Doug?
Yeah.
For the parts, check SearsParts.com. That's where I get it. Because I fix my garage. I mean, ACOS knows.
That stuff
everything.
Made in China, not this thing.
But I find everything, all my parts for everything. I've done, worked on my washer, my dryer, my...
He does. He actually
I've done all that.
He's like, what was that guy?
MacGyver.
MacGyver, yeah.
McCreamins.
McCreamins.
All right, so ACOS and John, and I wish you well, Gene Keogh. The website is where we're going to see this thing. Where do we go to see this paddler to order it again?
www.ideaz.me.
All right. And you'll text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. You'll go to mycoolinventions.com to vote there if you'd like. There's a vote button, or you can do the lazy man's way, as ACOS says, 888-877-0490. Final comments in a moment here.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes!
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. People who have heard about our wacky warning label contest often ask if there are certain kinds of labels that we don't accept for our contest, even if they are funny. That's a great question, and the answer is yes. There are many hilarious warnings that aren't necessarily common sense, so they're needed for consumer safety reasons. I'd like to tell you about one funny label that we haven't used, and why. The warning comes on packaging for a pain reliever called PMS Mitol. Obviously, it's for women, but it warns, do not use if you have an enlarged prostate. Now, let's be fair. You don't need to be a doctor to know that someone with PMS is not going to have a prostate. Kids, trust me. But the side effects of this medicine on a man's prostate are not common knowledge, and there may be a man out there with a headache so bad he's willing to use PMS Mitol. So that warning needs to be there. If you have a funny, common-sense warning that would be good for our contest, send it to us. Find out how at centerforamerica.org.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it supplies to store, staples.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
All right, so I'm guessing that Akos and John think that this guy has something. Is that sounding to me like you wanted to work with him? How is the voting going so far, John?
Right now, I'm looking at 88% thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. But yet, it's frustrating because you have good presentations late in the week. Unless we have a tie at 100%, the winner is going to be the guy that was on here yesterday. And I think this fellow's product is, from my own perspective, much more practical than what we had yesterday. But you know,
yeah, I think so too. I mean, maybe the knuckle racket struck a chord for people that want our parents that want their sons and daughters to have something to do.
And we're guys, and we live by the water, so you know we relate to this sort of water propelling type of device.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the guy's got something here. I think I just don't know how large it would be in a boat, or you know, just
how you stick it in the water without getting electrocuted.
I was actually thinking of that. What happens to the drill when it gets wet?
Food for thought from the boys on My Cool Inventions.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The latest on the growing threat from ISIS, along with word of an American killed while fighting alongside them. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A San Diego man who is fighting with ISIS militants in Syria is dead. According to reports, Douglas McCain was killed last weekend fighting alongside ISIS in the group's effort to topple the regime of Syrian President Assad. McCain was found with a U.S. passport and about $800 in his pocket. McCain's uncle told CNN the family is just as surprised as the country to learn about all of this. After converting to Islam from Christianity, the 33-year-old McCain reportedly traveled from San Diego to Syria to fight as a jihadi. Meanwhile, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is sidestepping questions about reports that U.S. drones are now doing surveillance over Syria. Kirby spoke broadly about ISIS during a Pentagon briefing yesterday.
This is a serious threat from a serious group of terrorists, and we need to stay mindful of doing what we need to do to protect American citizens at home and abroad, and we're not going to hold ourselves to geographic boundaries.
When pressed further about possible U.S. drones over Syria, Kirby called it an intelligence matter and said he does not publicly discuss intel. President Obama is weighing whether to expand U.S. airstrikes against ISIS targets in Syria after recently authorizing targeted airstrikes in Iraq. But will the U.S. work with Syria to defeat ISIS? State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki said if the U.S. decides to strike ISIS targets in Syria, American officials won't ask for permission from the Syrian regime, as the U.S. does what's best for America.
Obviously, we monitor and have long monitored very closely whether or not ISIL will seek to develop plots aimed at the West beyond the geographic area where it's been operating in Iraq and Syria.
Psaki added that ISIS threats to attack the homeland are being taken very seriously, but the White House maintains there is no known evidence of any active ISIS plots against the U.S. homeland at this time. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Things are going quite well on Wall Street. The S&P starts out at a fresh record high today, closing at the 2,000 level for the first time ever yesterday after a two-point gain. The Dow also inching toward another record high with a 30-point gain yesterday, closing at 17,107. NASDAQ with a 13-point gain of its own. Some news from the airlines that might interest you. American Airlines has stopped posting its fares on the travel website Orbitz.com after a fight over fees. U.S. Airways will follow suit next week. An American Airlines spokesperson said the fees the travel website charges are too high. If you already made a reservation through Orbitz, it will be honored, but any changes must be made directly with the airlines. As always, any squabble like this means another headache for the flying public. And finally, have you noticed an increase in summer pests? And by pests, we're not talking about irritating relatives who refuse to leave. No, in this case, we're talking about these pests. That is a mosquito, one of a number of pests that seem to be everywhere. An increase in summer pests is being blamed on climate change. That's enough. Get away. Get away. National Wildlife Federation scientist Doug Inkley says their report released last week outlines how shifting seasons and temperatures are connected to more pests. And we're not just talking about mosquitoes.
I'm talking about deer ticks. We're talking about poison ivy. These species that are so bothersome to us are actually able to now proliferate because of the changing climate.
The report notes garden and crop pests are also growing in numbers, with certain types of stink bugs and other non-natives munching vegetables and other plants. Oh, that munching you're hearing in the background is not an insect. It's one of those aforementioned relatives I can't get rid of. Come on with the potato chips already. You're making a mess. Not only that, you smell like a stink bug. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away. Don't forget.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.